the book Hebrews, part 232. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Montana, also international, which is Montana, Pretoria, of course. I just want to mention the two keys to the book of Revelation. It's one of my books which I've written, which is 800 pages thick, and it's which is an A4, in total 35 years of my life in research of that book, research and studies. So I don't think you can really get anything else better than that. Not because I've written it, and I'm not boasting, all the glory to Yahushua. Get it? It will be changing your life. You can contact us at the WhatsApp number, it's a +27 international code, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, and also our TikTok messages, don't forget them. Please send this message to your friends and family, anyone that you love. Make sure at least I have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to gather together on this Tuesday morning, just to share the word, the bread of life, and to experience the gift of life that Yahushua has given us, in order to share it with the world outside, for them also to come to repentance in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are still busy with Hebrews chapter 10. We are currently busy with Ephesians 4 verse 6. Now, we saw yesterday that it says that one master, Yahushua, one faith through Yahushua, one immersion or baptism in the name of Yahushua. Now this morning he says, Ephesians 4 verse 6, one Yahweh Almighty, hallelujah, the Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Isn't that wonderful? One Yahweh Almighty, who you have become our Elohim, our Creator, who we can worship. What a privilege. One Yahweh Almighty, the Creator of heavens and the earth. Now listen, and Father of all who love Him. He's not the Father of the world. He's not the Father of the Muslims. He's not the Father of the Buddhists and the Hindus and the Satanists, you can call him atheist. No! He's the Father of them who love Him. Every harvest, everyone who's part of the bride of Yahushua, universally. One Yahweh Almighty and Father of all who love Him, who is above all any other God. You can call His name. You can call Him what you like. He is above them all. Hallelujah. And through all. He's through all. He rules over every one of them. And in all, through the Ruach HaKodesh. So He overcometh through all of them. He rules over them. He's in charge. The Creator of heaven and earth. Isn't that wonderful in this time where we are living, where people like to get the autograph of one of the sports heroes or whoever, celebrities? What a privilege for us as Yahfis to to say that we are part of the kingdom of the King of Kings. He that ruleth upon the earth. He that keeps the world in the palm of his hand, but yet lives within our soul's dimension through the Ruach HaKodesh. He who just speaks a word and the sun is there. Everybody is worrying about getting to Mars and getting somewhere else. He just spoke the word and all the stars were there. All the planets just hang in the right place. Every one of the planets is there with a purpose. And you know what? He is our creator. Hallelujah. He made us with his hands. He didn't spoke us like a planet. And there we were. No, in Genesis 1 verse 26 to 29, he spoke people into existence. That was the first people on the earth. And he said to them, multiply, be fruitful, and fill the earth. He didn't say that to Adam and Eve. No, that's not Adam and Eve. That is the people where Canaan got his wife from. He didn't take one of his sisters. And because of this Genesis 1 people that Japheth spoke, and Canaan took one of them and the two different seeds, bloodlines, together, caused the giants to be on earth. It wasn't fallen angels that had intercourse with Adam's daughters. No, that's the book Enoch and the Freemasonries. They can't even read the Bible. They couldn't even read the Bible. Where did the first guy that needed a wife after Adam had Eve was Cain? Where did he get his wife from? Oh, the church will tell you he took his sister. What does his sister do in the land? Not. How did she build the land by herself? Just think about it. And when Canaan was on his way, when Japheth told him to go to the land north and get himself a woman there, he says, but if the other people will find me on my way there, they will kill me. What other people? Adam and Eve. Canaan and Abel. Abel was killed. Three people. Adam won't kill his son. Adam and Eve was not in the east, in the land north. Who's the other people? It's only Cain. It's the Genesis 1 people. So when Cain took one of these Genesis 1 people that was spoken, their offspring became the giants in Genesis 1 verse 6. And that was the reason that the earth had to be wiped out in the time of Noah, 2,000 years later, basically. So, if we look at the creation, Yahweh in Genesis 2 verse 7 and 8, he formed Adam out of the dust of the earth. He didn't spoke him. He formed him. He took water and mud, and he made a man. And then this man was the same as the Genesis 1 people. And then Yahweh did something miraculously. He took him and he blew in his nose the breath of life. And he became an ever-living soul. Hallelujah. The Genesis 1 people didn't have the ever-living soul. Or a living soul in such, when they die, they continue. Hallelujah. So what happened? Yahweh created Adam from the dust of the earth and Eve from the rib of Adam. Now he says here, Ephesians 4 verse 6, what a privilege just to do word study and just understanding the truth of the word. One Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heavens and the earth and the father of all who loved him. You can only become your father if you love him. He's not your father if you're a Buddhist or a monk or whatever you want to be. You need to love Him. Who is above all? I was talking about the sports idols and these guys, and everybody wants to get their signature and know them. You need to know Yahweh, our Elohim. The greatest celebrity you can ever think of knowing. And you know what? He lives within us who loves Him. He says our bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. He dwells and lives within us. Every one of us. He lives in us. He says, and Father of all who loves Him, who is above all, and through all, and in all. So He has taken total possession of us. The Buddhist and the Hindus, He is also in them all. But they do not know it. They don't know it. Why? Because they never experienced the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. They have the giver of life within them. Like we were Gentiles. We were castaways. We were part of the 10 northern tribes of Israel, cast out. And we didn't even know that we had the same anointing in us. It's like a bottle of precious oil. As long as it's sealed, you can't get the fumes, you can't get the aroma coming from the bottle. You need to open the cork. And then that aroma will fill the room. And everyone that walks in or just walks past will say, what is this fragrance I'm smelling? It's so heavenly. And the same with Yahweh our Elohim. Every one of these people is like a bottle that's sealed. The seal needs to be broken so that the aroma can become visible. Some of these aromas is so true and genuine. It's you can feel it. It fills the whole house. It will fill the place where we are, even in the studio. And that's why when we were Gentiles, our bottles were sealed. We were living in sin. We were practicing sin. We were promoting sin. Some people live like animals, and I'm just giving an example. Until the day that Yahushua, until the day that somebody opened the cork of their bottle, brought us to the revelation word. The grace blood of Yahushua, hallelujah. This is what we need to experience. This is what we need to receive. We have the creator of heaven and earth. And even we're talking about Hindus and Buddhists and all these guys, but in our own scenario, in our own setup, our family, our friends, those that we deal daily, those that works with us, they need to receive the gospel of salvation. They need to be introduced to the giver of life. One Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heavens and earth, and Father of all who loved Him. They must be made aware that they need to love Him. the creator of heaven and earth, and father of all who love him, who is above all and through all. He is over us, is in us. How? Through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. And is in all through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we take it for granted that we are the temple, that our bodies are the temple where Yahshua, the Ruach HaKodesh dwelleth through, or dwelleth in. We take it for granted, which we're so used to it. But we need to realize the gift that we've received, to understand and to accept it, and made it part of our being daily. Now, time has caught up with us until tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.